This is the Frankfort Girls Locker Room Chat here on 92.1 KMZA, the final one here of the 2020-21 high school basketball season. Brian Eber joining us now, the head coach of the Wildcat Girls. And, well, Coach, two more wins for your girls since we've last talked on Friday, a dominant victory over Washington County, 65-28. Follow that up on Monday with another really solid win over Lynn on the road, 49-20. So you're now 16-3 overall in the year as you head into Substate coming up tomorrow night. But just what have been your thoughts on these last two wins?
Well, I thought our girls really came out very focused for whatever reason against Washington County and really took it to them the first quarter when you outscored 19-4 at one point. I think it was 19-2. So I thought our girls executed well. They played good defense, which we're really hanging our hat on our defense right now. So it was a good win. And same thing kind of happened at Lynn. We didn't shoot the ball real well against Lynn. But definitely defensive effort is what pulled us through that game.
Yeah, and just looking back at this last week or so, you've had so many different girls step up. I know one that in particular we probably haven't talked enough about is Keisha Shirley. She is just absolutely lighting it up from the outside right now. She hit 5 threes against Troy, 4 more against Washington County on Friday. What are you seeing from her right now? Is it just the fact that she's stepping into every shot confident?
Yeah, I think just confidence right now. I mean, she's always been a good shooter. Right now, the ball's going in the hole, which makes it really exciting for her. And, you know, hopefully that will continue throughout postseason.
And right now, as you head into postseason play, are you pretty happy with what your girls are at right now? I mean, obviously you've won several games in a row now, but do you really like where your girls are at here heading into postseason?
Absolutely. You know, Johnny, honestly, since Christmas break, I feel like our girls have just, like, flipped the switch. And right now, you know, yet again, they're still playing really well. And hopefully, knock on wood, that continues throughout the postseason.
Yeah, and you look ahead here to your opening round opponent coming up tomorrow night in Onega. It's a team you didn't end up getting to play here this year due to cancellations and everything of the sort. So what do you look at here with this matchup with Onega tomorrow night?
Well, they try to slow the game down. Most of the time that I've seen, they play zone. They're going to give you the outside shot and say, you got to beat us from the outside. We're not going to let you get a whole lot of points in the paint. And then offensively, they're very methodical. Run their offense until they get what they want, and then they execute. So, you know, and this is an athletic team. It's not like this team doesn't have athleticism. They have athletes that can move and they can shoot and jump. So our girls got to be ready to play and be prepared. This is probably the best 5-13 team in the state of Kansas.
Yeah, so obviously you have a lot of confidence, though, still heading into tomorrow night. And just throughout this season, it's really just been seeing the growth of your girls and how much better and more improved they have gotten. But when you look back at this season, with this being the final time we'll talk, what are you going to remember the most just about this group and this team?
Well, just the expectations, you know. I thought, you know, we could be good. There's a few holes we have to fill. We got to find a bench. And they have exceeded my expectations as far as all of that. I thought our bench play has really stepped up and given us good minutes and adequate minutes and good defensive effort. And when you're relying on a lot of freshmen to do that, you know, there's a lot of question marks going into the season. And they have definitely exceeded my expectations, and I'm very excited to continue this run with them.
Well, Coach, we certainly wish you the best of luck here throughout the postseason, beginning tomorrow night with Onega, and we look forward to seeing what your girls can do here in the postseason. But thank you so much for taking the time out of your day and also all the time you've taken out this season and joining us. But we wish you the best, and we'll talk to you soon.
Well, thank you, Johnny, and thanks for all you do.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, that's Brian Ebert, head coach of the Frankfort Girls, joining us on our locker room chats here on 92.1 KMZA.